This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, y'all, here we go. Launching the broadcast week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Our broadcast radio syndicator, GCN, sending it out through the radio world and, of course, online everywhere, including robertscottbell.com, even an additional 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. But you can catch that over at our homepage. Welcome once and one and all, I shall say that. Not once and for all. We hope not. You know, it's my 22nd year in broadcast healing in radio and beyond. And I'm just honored and grateful to bring you messages that are ultimately uplifting, certainly empowering, because we don't fall prey to the fear porn methodology of the officials with medical degrees and government officials that they apparently basically follow orders from. And those government officials have been basically captured by what? The industry that profits from the licensed medical profession in the prescription pad of a vaccine or a drug or a drug or a vaccine. Doesn't matter. And right now we're dealing with an insane rush to get what they call vaccinated by a new technology known as mRNA technology that some have argued, well, it's been around 2 decades. We've been studying it behind the scenes and there are other things we've done. Okay, I get it. But there's not one quote-unquote vaccine that has been licensed, fully licensed by the FDA after being reviewed for safety and efficacy for enough years to be brought to market. Therefore, again, you have an emergency use authorization only made available by the collusion of big media and big government with big pharma to shut down even licensed medical professionals with degrees that have said, you know what, we have 100% success in treating what we call COVID patients with a mix of older medications and sometimes even dietary supplements, minerals. And those people have been attacked viciously over the past year for bringing out the fact that they have ridiculously high levels of success. What does that mean? 100%. How many things do you have 100% success on in anything in life? Yet in treating whatever they call COVID, many physicians claim that what they did, various integrative methods, 100% success. Now, if that were to be acknowledged, instead of attacked, derided, and then suppressed and banished and deplatformed, then there would be no reason to give an emergency use authorization to 1, 2, or 3 or any vaccine, experimental or of traditional antigen technology, traditional vaccine technology, if you will. So there's been a concerted effort to vaccinate in the Western world, but really all over the world. The intent, as you've heard from Bill Gates, an avowed population reductionist, I dare say eugenicist in his attempt to say, you know what, we're all going to die unless we get rid of half the people of the planet or more. Billions have to die in order to do that. And what he also says from the other side of his mouth is that we've got a vaccine that will save everybody's life, which those two do not equate even in the slightest. It's like, which one do you really believe, Bill Gates? Come out, will a real Bill Gates stand up kind of thing? So you look at this guy, he's buying up more farmland than any other private individual in the United States. Why? Control the food supply? Convert the food growing in America to inefficient, toxic windmills? Oh, I know the windmills floating around, turning around is not the toxic part. The toxic part is building them with all the things that you have to do to rape the land and destroy the environment to do, and then kill the birds while you're doing it. But if you're willing to knock down a significant part of the population of the planet, maybe you don't care about birds either. I don't know. What do you say? Let me know. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Now, why is this show different? I was thinking about this before we went to air. My humble and lovable producer, a.k.a. Super Don, he's amazing. You know, I'll throw out stories his way, and sometimes you'll hear things through the proverbial email grapevine or social media sites that haven't fully banished people, and they'll send stories, and these stories gain a life about things, and you wonder, well, is it true? Is it real? Is it factual? And we have, or let me say Super Don has the unenviable task of filtering a lot of this stuff before. Sometimes I'll even see it, or if I see it and send it to him, he's amazing, to say, hey, I'm going to look at this and see if this is for real. Super Don, did I accurately describe at least a percent of what you do?
Indeed, yes. I have become the I don't even know why. I hate to use the word debunk because that has baggage attached to it, but... Yeah, I mean, listen, social media is a two-edged sword, right? On the one hand, it's a great tool to be able to, you know, keep in touch with people and share information and get a few laughs once in a while and stuff like that. But on the other hand, it also is just I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, it is a perfect place for people to spread real misinformation. Not to be confused with the misinformation that they like to ban you because you're telling the truth. You know, the two different, completely different things.
But really good misinformation has elements that make it look very believable or plausible, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it spreads. If it's like obvious, like an onion or Babylon Bee, you know, very few people are fooled by that, although some are, where it's obviously a satire, right? You know, and I want to bring up one example because, you know, what we've done for many years, especially with Super D as my producer, we've been able to navigate a very clickbaity type of media. Talk radio is alternative media, whatever that is at this point, anything that's not approved by the government Ministry of Information, I guess. But what we've really attempted to do is cover stories often that you hear in the mainstream news, but obviously in a different way. We have a different perspective and take on it, but sometimes we'll find stories that are not covered in the news, and we wonder, all right, are they not covered because they're not real, or are they not covered because they don't want you to know about them? And it's a legitimate question, because there have been stories that have been suppressed, and even sometimes a mainstream newspaper like the New York Post, which, remember when they covered the Hunter Biden stuff before the election? And suddenly you had Twitter and everybody banning them. Suddenly a legitimate story became relegated to fake news somehow. And there have been other examples of that. You know, right now, if you speak of opposing or having a disagreement with the World Health Organization on almost anything or local health department officials, you'll get banned on, like we have been, deplatformed on YouTube, for instance. What did we do? We disagreed with them? Sure. But it turns out they disagreed with themselves 1 week after, and, you know, they changed their mind all the time, whatever the proverbial mind is at WHO, and, in fact, came into agreement with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, for instance, about PCR tests, which is something we were almost first out of the gate with in the calendar year 2020, back in March when this was apparently not going to go away like I had hoped it would, the COVID.
You were actually talking about it in January.
In January, actually, yeah, you're right, very early of 2020. And I was one of the few outlets, alternative or mainstream, pointing out the fallacy of relying on an untested technology or unapproved technology, or I'll just say a technology inappropriate to detect the active presence or a presence of actively replicating viruses, or for some of you call them exosomes from within. And it turns out I was right. I knew I was right because I'd covered this issue almost 20 years before that, talking about the scam of using PCR to detect viral load, whether it be HIV or even Hep C, other things like that. And yet they do it anyway. And so they just borrowed that idea and applied it and hoodwinked the world. And then, of course, the authorities eventually cave and agree that, yeah, Robert Scott Bell was right. Of course, they didn't say it out loud, but we know what they mean. So saying all of this, I'm going, all right, we're not averse to being the first or the only saying something. At the same time, we are averse to spreading misinformation and disinformation. And I'm not saying we've never made a mistake on a story, but I think it's very rare. This is my 22nd year in broadcast healing, and Super Don, you've been with me about 16 years now. we're pretty darn good about not having to come back and go, oops, we goofed on that. We're sorry. Let's make a correction. Superdome, can you count on one hand?
I could count on one hand, yeah. I'd say maybe two or three times we've accidentally gone with something. And I learned from that, and that's the reason why. I'm a stickler for that. I just, you know, I feel like being in the position that we are, we have a responsibility, right? And I take that very seriously with the background that I've got in radio. You know, that is something that, you know, you just don't do. The last thing you want to do is be somebody out there that's spreading some false story, because guess where the buck's going to stop? It's going to stop with you. You're the one that is spreading
we'll lose
the
credibility.
So, I mean, yeah, absolutely.
We're already the target of derisive attacks on our credibility just because we don't just basically parrot press releases from big pharma or government or whatever. You know, we tackle corporate bullies, government bullies that would stand in the way of what we call health freedom, the freedom to know information, act on information, believe differently even. And, of course, we acknowledge that science is a never-ending attempt at questioning the universe and life and all the things about it. And so anytime somebody says the science is settled, which we hear a lot of that in certain arenas, well, we would proclaim that as an anti-science statement. The science is never really settled, and there's always room for questioning. Good science requires challenge. And so in this era of censorship or cancel culture on the issue of, let's say, so-called scientific intelligence or establishment, official stories, like our good friend Liam Sheff wrote that book, Official Stories, about, we are, again, ripe for the pickings, because we do not automatically believe what we're being told by governmental medical authorities, et cetera, pharmaceutical or otherwise. So I bring all of this. It's a long introduction to this story, as we only got a minute or left in this segment, but it's worth the windup to give you perspective. For those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, what we're all about. There's a story circulating about life insurance policies as it relates to the EUA, the emergency use authorizations for COVID vaccines, whether you call them a vaccine or not, particularly the mRNA, but anything that's on the market now by EUA, not fully licensed for use by FDA. And the story, as it was being told to me and shared, was that life insurance companies are denying payments or alerting their policyholders that if they get the EUA, like mRNA shot or whatever, that they will not cover the death. You know what? That's what a life insurance policy is. If you die, there's a payment given to your family or survivors, that kind of thing. And that was the big, that's a big story. I'm like, well, if this is for real, a lot of people who are on the fence about the shot are going to go, I'm not going to take the risk, because what happens for my family if I leave them behind? So let's talk about that and find what we found out after the break. Go to robertscottbell.com. Links are up there. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're just laughing on the commercial break, Super Don, me, and you're like, wow, you did a whole segment on the setup for that one story. Well, yeah, I can be long-winded about things. And really,
well, you got people on the edge of their seat probably right now. They're like, okay, what is it?
Right. And no, I want you to think about this, Super D. We talk about this. It's like plausibility. For me, yeah. I hear that story. I'm like, okay, that's not outrageous. It's a little unusual, but think about this. If you are an insurance company, a life insurance policy, and you've got an experimental product coming to market that hasn't been fully approved, it's not far-fetched to believe as a company that doesn't want to pay out if it doesn't have to, would go, all right, we're adding a waiver. If you get an experimental, it's not been licensed. We're not. So you got to give me a little bit and go, let's check this out because it could be possible.
Possible. You know, there are a lot of things that are possible. You know,
oh, come on, don't go there.
It's true. it's 100% true, and you know I'm right. I mean, there are all kinds of things that are possible and even plausible.
Okay, that's where I said plausible.
But let's go on to the other P, which is probable.
Okay, well, you immediately were suspicious, and rightly so. That's why we didn't run with this story, because I've heard about it for almost a week now. Yep. And you began digging on that, and, you know, you say not probable. You understood what I said about, let's say, a pure business sense, right? Yep. If your business model is to pay out the least,
right,
you find excuses not to pay
sure.
out. So I'd like
and listen, I will tell you, I had an experience when I was much younger, and I was working for a temp agency, right? I didn't have like a solid job at the time. This had to have been when I was in my like mid to late 20s or so. And so this temp agency got me a job over at a life insurance company. Oh. And my job was that they had all of these paperwork in these boxes, and they were wanting to digitize it on a computer. And so my job was to take these papers and put them on a scanner, and it would scan the paper, and it would create a document, because they were just trying to, you know, to consolidate stuff and whatever. So anyway,
back in the day, it took 5 minutes to scan a page.
Yeah, and I mean, oh, there was just boxes and boxes and boxes of all this paperwork, right? Well, part of this paperwork was letters from people that they'd written to the life insurance company, brokenhearted, angry, and upset because the life insurance company had denied paying out the policy.
That's where I get this idea. John Grisham novels, right?
There was no way if I was going to be scanning this stuff, there was no way that I couldn't see what this stuff was, right?
Right.
And it really was just, it was kind of traumatizing to go letter after letter after letter of these people talking about, you know, they were in their 80s and they were elderly and their partner had passed away and they were left penniless because the life insurance company said, oh, no, we're not going to pay out the policy.
But do you see why I say plausible?
Absolutely. Okay. I get it from that perspective. Mm-hmm. So let's go into the facts of the case here. This, what I found was that this original story came from somebody by the name of Tracy Wiggins, and I believe this was in Canada, is where this originated from.
Okay.
And so I did some digging around, and it really didn't take me long. I found that there's a statement here from something called the. What is this here? The Vice President of Strategic Communications Public Affairs of CLAI. I don't know why they wouldn't have the name of the damn thing on here. It's like, why would you have to just call it
CLHIA? Now,
yeah, but this is the Canadian Life Insurance thing that they have.
Association, right?
Yes.
A voluntary association, which has 99% of Canada's life and health insurance business. And by the way, I'm going to interrupt you here because we're going to carry this into the third segment. Because this is really instructive, illustrative of also confirmation bias issues.
Okay.
Because we here are not shy about saying we're concerned about this experimental vaccine or vaccines. And I'm warning people about the risks, and we're covering stories even by the mainstream news of people who have apparently been harmed temporally, as we covered on Friday's show, after getting the second shot, some after the first. And so if this were true, you know, there would be a confirmation bias. We got an automatic way to help people go, well, I'm going to think really hard about this because it says the insurance companies aren't going to pay if something happens to me and my family will be left penniless. So there's that as well as these stories spread because there are a lot of people concerned and it's like, wow, that's a big point. Like, now I can tell my mom and dad, my grandma, my uncle, I'm going to tell them this, and they're going to go, whoa. All right, so stand by. I'm going to let you know what we found after this break. Go to robertscottbell.com if you want a sneak preview.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The U.S. has topped 100 million COVID-19 vaccine doses administered, according to the CDC. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN State of the Union he's optimistic about more people getting vaccinated once it's available.
What the president has announced and will happening is the opening up of community vaccine centers, up to 500 of them, and over 900 of the community health centers from HRSA to get people vaccinated in those centers.
About 35 million people, or just over 13% of the population, have been fully vaccinated. Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming are getting dumped on with snow. By the end of tonight, as much as 2 feet could be piled up in Colorado. More than 2,000 flights at Denver International Airport have been canceled this weekend. If it's not snow, several other parts of the country are getting slammed with heavy rain, flooding, baseball-sized hail, and strong winds. Two tornadoes were reported in Texas. This is USA Radio News. Protesters and police clash in several U.S. cities to mark 1 year since Breonna Taylor was shot and killed by police in Louisville.
It's great to see that she has so much support.
Kenneth Walker, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, who was with her the night of the shooting, speaking at a march in downtown Louisville on Saturday. At least 3 people were killed by security forces in Myanmar who opened fire on demonstrators on Sunday. Protests against the military seizure of power continuing into a 6th week. More than 80 people have been killed and over 2,100 arrested since the military coup. Chinese state-run broadcaster CGTN says 2 Chinese-funded clothes factories were set on fire. Police in London are drawing backlash for their actions at an outdoor vigil for a woman who was allegedly killed by a police officer. Sarah Everett disappeared on her walk home more than a week ago. Police denied permission for the gathering due to coronavirus restrictions. Dozens of officers moved in and were seen dragging mourners away from the scene. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I promise you, I didn't plan on cliffhanger after cliffhanger on this story. But I really think it's illustrative. I like that's the word of the day. Of what we do as a show, me and Super D for the most part. And we get stuff all the time, stories sent to us, and, you know, a lot of them are good. Some of them are lead, you know, things, oh, no one's found, we found it first, right? But then there's some that are just, they're not, when you look to validate them, you find that they're not actually correct, factual. even if you want them to be. And that's where I left it at confirmation bias. It's like, if this were the story and it was for real, it would help us to communicate, and all the loved ones that are out there that believe as we do, as when we're concerned, to immediately go to people that are on the fence and go, all right, you may not believe like we believe about that, but here's the story. You have a life insurance policy. If you get this shot, something happens to you, it's not going to pay off. You follow me on that kind of thought?
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely. Yeah. So we left off in the last segment talking about this. I guess it wasn't really an article. It was basically a post, and it was over, I believe it was on Parler, and it was coming from somebody by the name of Tracy Wiggins that said that they had contacted their insurance company because they were curious if they got the vaccine or for the COVID-19, and if they passed away from complications, would their life insurance policy be valid? And they said that the life insurance company told them that they would not pay out the policy because the vaccine is experimental. And so they went on to say, well, you know, people, you need to warn people that, you know, you're not going to get your life insurance.
Right, exactly what I said. There's some plausibility in there. I come back to that.
You know what? And you're right. But here's the problem that I had with it. First off, a story like this, you know, I know that there's not a lot of trust in the media, and I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I cannot imagine a conservative news outlet out there that if they caught wind of something like this, that they would not make this the biggest story of the year, right? This would be a huge thing, and they would want to just plant this firmly in Biden's lap. This would be huge. This would be a huge story, and there's just no way in my brain. Some people might say, oh, well, look, you know what? They're all in on it, and they're going to cover it up because they're trying to, you know. I just don't believe it. You think OANN would not jump on this?
Right.
Newsmax would not jump on this? Even Fox News.
So we come to a point of implausibility. See, that's right. What's interesting about this exercise we're doing today, Super Don, to give people a behind the scenes of how this goes.
Right.
It would be highly implausible or even improbable that one sort of conservative leaning that's got a bone to pick with Biden and Democrats would not cover this and go, oh, my gosh, look at what you've set people up for. And that's true.
Absolutely.
And I'm
absolutely
not saying that there's not collusion in media, but there's enough that anybody would and could pick up and validate this and make it go huge.
Tell me that Michelle Malkin wouldn't jump on this. Glenn Greenwald wouldn't jump on this. Somebody would have gotten on this, right? So that was my first red flag on this. Mm-hmm. And so secondly, it was like, all right, so let me dig around and see if anybody said anything about this. So it turns out that this organization, which I've now looked up because I'm a professional, the Canadian Life and Health Insurance Association, came out with a statement in response to this, because obviously this was starting to get shared around, and they wanted to set the record straight. So they say here, and their quote is, getting the vaccine will not affect your insurance coverage. No one should be afraid to and choose to not protect themselves from COVID-19 because they're worried about it affecting their benefits. All of Canada's life and health insurers are supportive of Canadians receiving government-approved vaccinations to protect themselves from serious illness and health. So that's coming straight from an organization that, you know, they're not some fly-by-night thing. They're like the main one in Canada. They've been around since 1894. So I look at that and go, okay, you know, that seems believable to me.
But
now, you and I... Yes.
I say Canadians are nice. They're always nice.
Yeah.
So what about American insurance companies?
Is it possible? It would be. I would say yes. I could see it being possible, except here in the last few minutes, I dug up a statement from the American Council of Life Insurers.
Okay.
And they wanted to respond to this very same thing. And they said here, a social media post appears to be behind the spread of entirely false information suggesting that COVID-19 vaccine could be a factor a life insurer considers in the claims-paying process. The fact is that life insurers do not consider whether or not a policyholder has received a COVID vaccine when deciding whether to pay a claim. Mm. So it looks
that
like it's covered.
That doesn't sound definitive. It looks like there might be some wiggle room there. Am I reading into it? I mean,
yes.
You think so?
Because you want it to be true. And this is the point. Listen, this is the point that we're making.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I for the longest time now, ever since this kind of stuff has been going around And not just about COVID, but there was stuff going around, and there has been stuff going around on social media for years. And I have no problem. You know, people will send me these things, you know, not just you, but, you know, there are listeners and viewers and stuff like that will send me these things, you know, on Facebook or something like that and say, hey, you know, what is this? I have not been able to figure out yet whether, A, people create this type of stuff on social media because they just get a kick out of it. Because it's like, hey, I'm going to watch this, you know. I'm going to put this out there and watch these people. They're all going to share it, and they're going to think it's real, and it's going to be all over the internet, and I'm going to feel good about it because look what I did, right? I made that happen. Or the alternative to that is that there are people that are out there putting this information in other people's hands to make it go viral because they're purposely trying to
discredit
people.
Yeah.
Now, and that concerns me.
All right. Well, yeah, and that's why you're also a stickler when our loyal and humble and lovable listeners and viewers will send in stories, and sometimes you have to be, not a real story.
Right? I mean, they might be disappointed respond to it. I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade, but, you know, look, here's the way I look at it. We're fighting an uphill battle already, okay? And I'm happy to be a part of that. I am. I love that. I love the David and Goliath thing. I do. But I think every person that is on social media that considers themselves a health freedom warrior, an activist, that you owe it to everyone else that's a part of this effort and this movement to whenever something comes across that looks like it's super awesome and maybe even too good to be true.
Yeah,
Take a step back. Take 5 minutes and dig into it a little bit before you press that share button. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because it makes our job, all of us that are in this all together here, it makes our job so much harder.
A wee bit harder, yeah.
When we are out there sharing stuff that ends up being false. Because then the other side can look at us and point at us and go, look at those crazy people sharing that disc. Because that's truly
too easy. It's too easy for them at that point.
It's way too easy.
Now, having said all of that, Super Don, yeah. I'm going to put this out to our United States of America listening audience. If you have direct contact with an insurance company that says they will deny payout if you get this vaccine, we do want to hear it. I say it because of the plausibility of these insurance companies and Super Don, even your experience. And, yeah, I mentioned a John Grisham novel. I forget. It was The Firm or one of those things where they were denying. I mean, these stories are in abundance. So if they could use it as an excuse, would they? I think they would. But if they're now coming out saying it's not, okay, maybe it's not. But we want to stay on top of anything like that. Now, what is true and factual is that severe allergies added to AstraZeneca's list of side effects, the AstraZeneca jab, so to speak. Severe allergy. Now, the question, interestingly enough, about any of these emergency use authorization vaccines as it relates to some kind of insurance coverage, do you think if you're injured, you get to sue AstraZeneca or Pfizer, BioNTech, or, you know, J&J? No, because these emergency use authorizations have also come with liability protection waivers so that you cannot go after for monetary or other compensation these manufacturers of these EUA vaccines. We already know that in the terms of vaccines on the schedule for childhood vaccination in America are also held without liability. You have to petition the government, almost like you're suing your own government to hopefully get some kind of payout. So that is a real concern, and it relates to the concept of insurance. It's like, if I do this and I get injured, you're going to cover me. Nope, they're not going to cover you on this. There's no injury compensation program that I'm aware of for these EUA vaccines. So that's not confirmation bias. That's just a fact of what is happening under these EUAs.
No, you're 100% right. And in this particular case, it was a EU drug regulator. Mm-hmm. And this comes off of Medical Express, this story. That some allergies should be added to the possible side effects of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine after likely links were found to a number of cases in Britain.
Right.
Now, interestingly enough, This article is over on our RSB Newsroom Facebook page, which, you know, for anybody out there that, you know, if you'd like to take a, get a peek on what it is that we are looking at every day as far as health related news, you can go and find us over at RSB Newsroom on Facebook. And this article, I posted it this, the other morning when it came out, and Facebook added a little box to it. Now, this is coming from Medical Express. It's a story about an EU regulator suggesting that this should be done. They should add this to the side effects for the AstraZeneca vaccine. Facebook puts a little box on it here, and it says, COVID-19 vaccines go through many tests for safety and effectiveness before they're approved.
What does that have to do with the AstraZeneca?
Nothing. But that is Facebook showing that they do not even want factual, truthful news from reputable sources to cause anybody to think twice about whether they ought to get the vaccine or not. Even though this is the truth. This is Facebook. Facebook trying to get people to think a certain way, feel a certain way, and trying to put their own spin on news stories.
Well,
what is that?
We talk about the bias that we may have and how diligent we have to be to not let it, you know, run our imaginations wild so that we don't confirm and validate anything, right? And then we're easily discredited. On the other side of the equation, all mainstream media sources, social media sources, trying to discount even, as we call it and cover it, legitimate medical, peer-reviewed articles, etc., from pointing out some factual things from government regulators, in this case from the European Union. With that, we're going to take a break. We'll be back, and there's some good news about what you can do to protect yourself in the midst of coronavirus crazies. All right, stick around. Go to robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All the links, as always, in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, if you'd like to support us directly, we have a Patreon account. You can, as little as $5 a month, all kinds of great bonus time that you get with us. And we have a next AMA, Ask Me Anything, coming up March 22nd. And that will be at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. But it's all linked up. There are banners at robertscottbell.com. And what keeps me and Super D going more than almost anything else is Cardio Miracle. Check out Cardio Miracle. Links there, discounts available to you, boosting nitric oxide and getting us so fit and strong. And with Super Don, eliminated his recurrent migraines, which is amazing. It's a time for another story. So here's an interesting good news story from Fox News. We pick on this guy from time to time, but he's reporting on it. Dr. Siegel from Fox News.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, headline says, amid coronavirus, anti-inflammatory diet, not drugs, diet, may help reduce risk of severe illness, according to the experts. And, you know, of course, they're correlating morbidly obese people and the risk of severe complications and even death, which, you know, is legit. We don't dispute that. But I will say that what I'm very concerned about, and I telegraphed this on Friday's show, Super Don, and we're coming up in the calendar week, this week coming up, for those of you that catch us at robertscottbell.com, there are risks associated beyond anaphylaxis and allergy that are known as what we call cytokine storms. And I want to, just because I know our Sunday audience may be different weekday, but you want to pay attention to what's going on the five additional days of the week that we're not here on radio, because we're going to give you information that could save you or a loved one's life of what's coming. And a little bit of it is in this article, not directly but indirectly, talking about reducing systemic inflammation without drugs but by changing your diet. And I don't have to criticize everything Dr. Siegel does on Fox News. There's plenty of stuff he gets wrong. They're referencing Dave Asprey from Bulletproof Coffee, Mark Hyman, a doctor who we agree with, sometimes disagree with on a lot of things, even though he's more holistically inclined. But again, where we can agree, if you eat a diet that is lower on the scale of inflammatory components, the difficulty of digesting, processing, excreting waste, etc., your body is in a general shape better able to handle challenges, less likely to succumb to more severe complications of things that, you know, may already be going around or may be new, right? We have a lot of dispute about what they've claimed about COVID is. But on this particular discussion point, I don't have a lot to disagree with. The only thing I might add in a nuanced way to say, there's not one diet that's the perfect anti-inflammatory diet for everybody. This is where I diverge from some people who say, oh, this is it for everybody. No, other than a big talking point here on the Robert Scott Bell Show since I started in 1999, it was called Jumpstart Your Health, was go organic. Whatever diet you choose in terms of meat, no meat, vegetarian, vegan, whatever, clean it up. We are not meant to ingest pesticide-laden foods. We are not meant to ingest additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, plasticizers, heavy metals. All of these things are compounding normal metabolic processes to address metabolic wastes, which the body knows what to do with because we've been dealing with it ever since we've been humans and animals on the planet. But adding these synthetics in creates a toxic burden on the liver, the kidneys, the lymph. And that is where we're going to see major issues and problems. And I would argue the people that have succumbed so far, temporally, as they say, with the mRNA vaccine shots and death or severe complications, I would argue all have pathways of elimination congestion, liver congestion, kidney congestion, other issues, dehydration, mineral deficiencies, other burdens. So we want to reduce the burdens to the greatest degree possible in a general health sense all of the time so that if and when we encounter things that they say, oh, it's going to end life on planet Earth, we're going to be the ones left standing. We're not going to be taken out by that because other vital functions are there. Now, in terms of the negative impact of mRNA vaccines and what we're going to cover, it relates to something that you may have heard of already, an alliteration called pathogenic priming. And that's just the smallest part of this, but an important part, that it somehow sets the body up for the next encounter in a natural way with whatever they say is the cause or a variation of a coronavirus that could facilitate such a powerful response, you might even call it an over-response or an overreaction, that it develops a cytokine storm. And if you think in terms of storm, think Category 6 hurricane. There isn't such a thing. But that's what we're talking about. So devastating that even people that are largely functional could be killed by it, could die because of it. I don't have time to go into it today, but I'm telling you, you do not want to miss the Robert Scott Bell Show this week. We're going to go more into the details of that with physicians, duly licensed and authorized medical physicians. So stick with us. We got lots more healing to go. We're going to take a break. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, where I simply remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.